Today I thought I'd share just a touch of my own story and just a touch of what happened at the Celebrate Jesus mission event for me. The Celebrate Jesus mission event was so wonderful that there's no way that I can put into words everything that happened there and all the ways that I was touched and just the incredibleness of the experience for me. But I'd like to start by going back a little farther in time in my life to my teenage years, maybe even just a little before. You see, although I grew up in the Methodist Church, it was really by default. You see, my father was an American Baptist pastor. And as he left the pastoral ministry to go into full-time counseling, we found ourselves living back in my mother's hometown and just down the road from the only Baptist church in the area which my father had served. And since he had been their pastor, he felt it was unfair to go back there and attend. He felt he would be in the way of the present pastor. So we started off at the community church where my mother grew up, and she decided they were never going to let her be a big girl there. So off we went to the Methodist church, and that's where I grew up. Well, as I got into my early teens, I realized there was something different about my faith story than many of my friends. You see, growing up Methodist, they had all been baptized as infants. My dad being a Baptist pastor, I had not been. In fact, I was just about to enter my high school year of freshman in high school and had never been baptized. It was that year that something dramatic changed in my life. I had always known that God loved me. I had always been very interested in serving and pleasing and being a person of God. But for some reason, I had always felt that to be baptized, I had to do something big or significant for God. I had to get all cleaned up and be perfect and be ready to be all that God had made me to be. I found out that year I didn't have to get cleaned up to take a bath. I found out I didn't have to do anything special or anything miraculous or be free of sin or be anything but exactly who I was. And exactly who I was who God had created, and I was perfectly and completely acceptable to God. And that I could be baptized not as something I did for God, but as an acknowledgement of all that God had done for me and my desire to live my life in Jesus Christ. The baptism was planned in September. It was at a beautiful setting of a lake. And we invited everyone from the church. It was 7:30 in the morning. The fog was just out far enough that it made this kind of lagoon. The seagulls were flying over. It was beautiful. It was perfect. You know, God was present. As I came up out of the water, one of the saints of the church was standing on the beach. He was just about 90 years old, and his name was Reverend Hamilton. He had spent his entire life in the service of God, and he took me aside for just a second, and he said, "Laura, I want you to remember this. Let your light shine. Don't force it. Don't hide it. Just let it shine." Well, at the moment, I was kind of like, "And that means? Could I have a further explanation here?" But being a freshman in high school, and he being this one of the saints of the church, I was too embarrassed to ask. So I have spent the rest of my life discovering how accurate his words were. I've come back to them again and again and again. The Celebrate Jesus mission this past, it's been 2 weeks ago now, was really a time for me of coming back to Reverend Hamilton's words, of letting my light shine. When I agreed to go to the Celebrate Jesus mission, I really didn't know what I would be doing or what it would be. I was just making a commitment to show up, be a servant to that church, and do whatever they asked me to do. and see what happened. I was expecting God to do great things. I was expecting God to use me. And those things happened. Some of what I did was knock on doors. And you kind of heard, I was actually put on the youth team, which was the first surprise. I didn't expect to be on the youth team, but you know, it was kind of refreshing to be the oldest member of the team. I'm 33, and I was the woman adult on the team. The team leader was 31, the host youth director was 30, and the team pastor, the person that takes care of the spiritual needs of the group for that week, was 17. Wonderful, wonderful young lady named Miranda. It was a spectacular week. Well, being part of the youth team, we had a little bit different schedule than everybody else. Because we had youth events every night for the community youth. So the first thing that God did differently was He put me on a team I didn't expect. The second thing God did differently was I thought I would just be out knocking on doors. No way. God had me doing all kinds of things. I remember on the way down, we were talking about this whole knocking on doors thing. And saying, you know, are people really going to be receptive to that? Are people really going to want somebody to come to their door? Are people really going to want to come to a block party? Because that's what we're going to be inviting them from. And that second step that we all knew was going to be part of it. Are they going to be offended when we say, is there anything we can pray for you about? Well, we talked and talked about it. Didn't solve anything. But when we showed up, and I was just available to do whatever I was told to do, and when that's what I was told to do, and that's what I did, God did amazing things. Whole communities were excited about the block party. And as far as, just letting my light shine, it was amazing to me that every team that I know somebody was on, who they were was so useful to the team. Phil, with his ability to take pictures, was used by his team. And guess what? My love for dogs was used by mine. One of the first houses we were at, they were going, oh, I'm not going up to that house because there was two Great Danes this big. I mean, their heads were up here and the fence was here. Well, you know, hey, they're just dogs. So I yelled into the house. I just, yelled over the fence and they came out. We had a nice conversation about our dogs. She was interested in the block party. And we didn't ask if there was anything we could pray about. We weren't quite ready for that. So off to the next house. By the time we were on the end of the block, there was a whole family outside that were so excited that we were inviting them. It wasn't so much that it was this magic formula as it was we had a group of people who were just willing to let their light shine. We weren't forcing anything. We were being very gentle. We weren't hiding anything. We weren't thinking, oh, well, they don't want to come. We were just there and present. One of the neatest events for me was going to a door and saying, you're invited to the block party, all that, and getting to the question, is there anything I can pray for you about? Now, remember, this is the one question that I thought, isn't this kind of crossing over the line? Isn't this kind of forcing something on them? Isn't this being a little too abrasive? Her eyes got this big. Her smile got this big. Her hands went up in the air, and she said, yes! I was amazed. Her and her friend were doing a house cleaning business, and they didn't have enough work. Could I pray for them that more house cleaning jobs would come their way? I said, sure. And then took the next step. Do you want to pray for that right now? Oh, she was so excited. She ran the house, got her friend, and there on the carport, we prayed about something that was heavily on their heart. And all I did was show up, and God did the rest. It really became this event of, okay, let's see what God is going to do. We're just going to show up and go as far as God leads us and stop where it stops. Okay, so knocking on doors, not a problem. All right, then they throw the next curve at me. You're going to go to laundromats, okay? We're giving you all these quarters, and you are to go to laundromats with these two kids, and you're going to pay for people's wash and drying. Okay, get in the car, guys. All right, you all are in charge, right? I'm just driving, right? Well, we get there, talk to the manager, and, you know, the person up there, and say, you know, can this is what we want to do. And she's looking at us like, okay. Well, can we? She goes, well, you know, I really can't object to you putting money in the machines, all right? You know? So, but you're going to really blow some people away. But if you want to give it a go, give it a go. Well, the first couple people the kids talked to, no way were they going to, they just weren't comfortable with that. Well, the next person we talked to and told her about the block party and all, she said, you know, I just moved here from Texas. I have no friends. I have no church. I've made no contacts. I've been here less than a week. You all are an answer to prayer. Those are the kinds of events that happen over and over. I mean, you know, it's like, in the grand scheme of things, how big a deal does it seem? But at that moment, it was huge. We had just shown up at a laundromat, and there was somebody there who needed us. Well, no one would really let us play for their wash, so the kids decided they were just going to put quarters in all the machines and underneath all the dryers. And if people took them, fine. And if people used them, fine. They were just going to back off and see what God did. So we went back up to the front, and we told the lady what we had done, and she said, well, you know, somebody might just take them. We said, they're God's quarters. If they want to have, they're up for grabs. They can have them. And she said, and I said, but if anybody asks, you let them know who it's from and that we just did this because we wanted to show them that we love them too. Then I chickened out, and instead of saying the phrase that is so easy to say, just letting our light shine, we have something incredibly powerful as Christians to offer, and that is the ability to pray for somebody. I did the cop-out. I did the easy one. Is there anything else we could maybe do for you before we leave? Guess what's the first thing that came out of her mouth? You could pray for me. Isn't that amazing? I mean, there's people out there hungry for prayer. And I'm hiding that gift under a bushel basket, thinking no one would be interested. And yet there's all these people who are waiting for someone in their life to say, can I pray for you? Can I care about your need? Can I listen to what's going on? Even in a laundromat. Well, guess what she wanted prayed for? Her dog. Can you just imagine? Now, who else could God have sent there from that team that somebody would say, you know, I can't even believe she had the guts to do it, you know? Because so many people just go, your dog? You want your dog prayed for? You're willing to ask a complete stranger to pray for your dog? But instead, God had me there. And who cares more? You know, who could have more than I said, I would love to pray for your dog. Could you tell me more? And we had a wonderful conversation. It was an amazing week. It wasn't an amazing week because we were doing some special formula. Something about knocking on doors and asking people to a block party and then asking them if you could pray for them is this magic formula. It was a wonderful week, not because handing out bottles in parks, bottles of water in parks, or going to laundromats is where God is calling the church to be. It was a wonderful week because I did the one thing I haven't been doing in a year. And that is, I just showed up, took the bushel basket off the top of my head, and just let my light shine. I was just who I was in Christ. And I didn't hide a thing. And I didn't force a thing. It was a wonderful week because 10 other people on my team were doing exactly the same thing. it was a wonderful week because a huge number of people in the church were doing the same thing. We were just letting our light shine. We weren't forcing anything. We weren't hiding anything. We were just being who we were made in Christ. Christ has lit a light in my life. The light of His love and grace in me. And God, through Christ, has lit a light in all of your lives. It's a light this world needs desperately. I want to let my light shine so that others can come to know the glory of God. I'm excited about what this next year may have in store for all of us. And I would ask you all to pray for me about something, that I don't put that bushel basket right back on top and say, let's just keep this all to ourselves and all to myself. But that I would step out and begin to let you all know who I am. We'll let this community know who I am. And that the same thing would happen for you. Our closing hymn is number 399. It's Take My Life and Let It Be. Would you all stand with me as we